The Normal Town Council has started the process to raise property taxes. The town says the increased revenue will pay for police and fire pensions if ultimately approved later this year. The owner of a $165,000 home would pay $44 more in property taxes. In the studio to talk about the probable tax increase is Mayor Chris Koos. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Chris, thanks for your time and thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas.
Always good to be here.
Last year, the town raised property taxes to help cover pensions. And last year, that meant an additional $13 on a $165,000 home. This year, a heftier increase. Is meeting the town's pension obligations a moving target in some ways?
Well, it can be, yes. We have set a goal that we would like to our pensions to be 100% funded by 2040. We're mandated by the state of Illinois to do it 90% by 2040, but we felt like 100% was a more attainable goal for us. And really, I think the bottom line on this is the interest assumptions and the interest that we're getting off our pension funds has dropped from the times of the recessions about 3%. So every year we give our actuaries that, you know, our formula that we need to be 100% funded by 2040, and they give us a dollar amount given the current situations to meet that number.
So the interest rates on the town's investments play a larger role than assessed valuation of property?
Yes. Yes.
So because the prediction last year for assessed valuation was a little low, so I thought maybe that was part of it.
It was a little bit low, but we think it's going to increase slightly this year. On our projections, we think the EAV is going to tick up just a slight bit. But traditionally, we have looked and received about 7.5% interest on our pension funds, and we're down about 5.5% now.
How does the ongoing lifelong obligation for these first responder benefits affect hiring decisions in those areas?
Well, it has changed. I'd say what's called a tier one and a tier two. Recent hires from the last year or two in police and fire are on a different pension system than people that have been holding that job. That has come from the state primarily. They make all the funding or all the pension benefit decisions. We have no control over that. And so what they've done is there's a tier where the benefits are lower, but it's probably going to take us 10 to 15 years to work through that.
Bloomington is facing a structural deficit in part due to pension obligations, and some aldermen are reticent to increase property taxes. Here's what Scott Black had to say yesterday on Sound Ideas.
We have to be looking at how can we reduce services or how do we change the delivery of those services. I am tapped out on revenue enhancements. I think that the citizens are as well, and they want to see the city live a little bit tighter.
Do you think town residents are much different than Bloomington residents?
Well, I think it depends on who you talk to. Some people value the services that we give, and that was noted in public comment last night at the council meeting that people realize that. It is, Scott's right, it's a balancing act. The pensions are not. We have to fund those pensions.
Well, let's say the town felt as though it couldn't raise taxes to cover the pensions. What could have been cut? Where would you have gone to find the money to meet that obligation?
You know, I don't speculate on things that have not happened. It's a fool's game to go that route. I will say that you know, we have some issues that we're looking at internally. We're looking at positions. We've gotten some early retirements that have come out. Because we do have some issues that we have to deal with in our general fund revenues.
So you went there. The town is facing a tough budget year. The property tax increases just to cover pension obligations. Since the town has this property tax increase in the works, what else besides early retirements is the town working on to address the projected budget shortfall?
Well, we're looking at everything, every service we provide, and look for efficiencies in that service. And we look at services and say, are these realistic services to offer our residents now? You know, it may be programs that we'd started 10 or 15 years ago. We look at the viability of them, how people are engaging with those services, how important those services are. I will say the council is quite resolute in terms of, you know, basic services, public safety, garbage, water, things like that. We're not going to back off on that. Those are core functions of the city. We're also doing a lot of things to try and generate economic activity in the community to increase property tax availability with new businesses and expanded businesses, and we're also looking at job creation and better sales tax revenues.
You mentioned early retirements. How did the employee buyouts go? The deadline was mid-October.
We had, I think, 4 employees that took advantage of it. We were hoping there'd be 10. 4 did take advantage of it. I think a fifth is, 4 to 5 is where we are.
It was offered to 18. So what does that mean in terms of the amount of money saved and how much more you have to cut because those employees didn't?
Yeah, we'll have to cut more because part of our scenario was that we needed 10 or 12 people to take early retirement. So we take a look at the next step and say, all right, we've reduced the deficit. We've got to reduce it more. How are we going to do that?
Another round of employee buyouts, or is there time before the budget comes around?
I don't think there's time for that.
And so I'll ask you again, where do you look for the next $1 million in, you know, to save in the general revenue?
Well, that's a process we're going through right now that staff is going through. I can't give you specifics on that, but once they come to us with recommendations on that, we'll have a better idea what it is.
A new city manager is at the helm in Bloomington. What's your reaction to Steve Rasmussen getting the interim position?
Well, I think Steve is a logical choice, being the deputy city manager or assistant city manager. I'm not sure the title over there. You know, he's got knowledge of what's been going on in the city, and I think he would be my logical choice.
Town City Manager Mark Peterson has characterized the relationship between the town and city as frosty. That's his word. How do you think the departure of David Hales as Bloomington City Manager might improve relations between the town and city? Now, that has been strained over the last few years, and you have a new interim city manager at the helm.
That's true, and I think it's an opportunity for a reboot on that relationship. Always when you get new players at the table, it gives you opportunity and challenges, and we're going to look at it as an opportunity.
Of course, you're the mayor of the town of Normal, not the mayor of Bloomington. Any strong feelings about Steve Rasmussen continuing in that position permanently?
I couldn't answer that.
And the deadline for the Normal town manager position is coming up, the application deadline.
It is in a few days.
And where does council go once that deadline has passed?
What we'll do is actually the HR firm that we have hired will do an initial review and weed out some candidates. I've looked at some of the candidates, and clearly there are some that have applied that definitely do not have the credentials for the job. So we'll winnow down to the real viable candidates and go from there.
Can you characterize the pool of candidates that are viable?
Yes. People with experience, city managers from other communities or deputy city managers in maybe somewhat larger communities, some about the same size, but with a depth of history, and we'll probably have an internal candidate as well.
And you feel good about the pool moving forward? There's a candidate in there you think would serve well?
I feel better about it today than I did a week ago.
So people waited until the last minute to apply.
Yeah, and we were told that would happen.
Okay. Chris, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it. Chris Koos is the mayor of the town of Normal. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.